make it in different ways now. They used to just cut it up and fry it. That's good to fish with.
Hog liver?
Beef liver too. You can catch more catfish and beef liver, but it's against the law to use.
Why?
I don't know. On Cross Lake, I'll tell you, but I'll tell you, you better not catch you a piece of beef liver on your hook. Them big catfish will bite that beef liver.
What about chicken liver? Is that as good?
I guess it is. Now, I fish a squirrel liver, but I never did have much luck with squirrel liver. I fish with rabbit meat. They bite rabbit good, too. Just kill a rabbit and cut that lean meat off of it, put it on your hook, they'll bite that catfish. Won't unbite the catfish.
Did you ever hear of something called scrapple or cripple or pawnhoss that you make from hog meat?
Mixed with hog meat.
That you make from it. Did you ever hear of anything called that?
No, I never did.
Did you ever hear of anything made out of the blood?
Yeah, blood pies. I've seen that. Go to France. They never kill a hog. They tie his feet, stick him, flame on a bench, take a pan, catch every drop of blood it bleeds from it, make a blood pudding.
How does it taste?
I never taste none, but I would need them folks trouble back. No. I didn't think it was clean one thing. It was bad looking.
The inside part of a cherry, you know, a cherry that you eat?
Yeah.
What do you call that inside part?
A seed. That's a cherry seed.
What?
The old tree stood out yonder and we had a bulk tree on that, large ones on. That's a wild cherry out yonder. Every seed, the birds eat cherry and all, seed and all.
You had cherry trees growing down here?
Bought cherries out yonder. You can go to that A&P and long they're not ripe, now won't be ripe for about after another month. You can buy them red ones. They look red as apple, got a little stem on them about that long. And wild cherries, yonder's two or three trees stand right out yonder, right behind that oak limb. They're just covered with them. No nothing to eat them but birds.
What do you call the inside part of a peach?
Oh, peach. What it's called a kernel. Some of them call it a seed. But the seed's got a kernel inside of it.
You know, there's one kind of peach that the meat of the peach is real tight against the seed.
Well, they call one of them a plum seed and the other a clear seed. And that clear seed is one you bust open. And the meat will come apart right in the middle, of it, just halfway over. A plum seed, the meat sticks to the seed all around. They call them plum seeds.
What do you call the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core and the peeling.
When you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
Well, some of them peel them and some of them don't peel them.
What can they make with dried, with
apple?
They
make pie, apple pie.
Did you ever hear of snits?
Of what?
Something called snits.
Snit.
If they dry apples, calling them snits.
I never did hear that.
What kinds of nuts do y'all get around here?
Nuts. Hickory nuts, walnuts, pecans. That's about all I get.
What's the kind of nut that you could buy at the store, maybe around Christmas?
Well, you can buy English walnuts and apples.